Peters reporting jury deliberations continue in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York City today. The jury reheard testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump attorney-turned-foe Michael Cohen. The jurors also reheard parts of the judge's instructions to them. Entering court for the second day of jury deliberations, Donald Trump says the case against him is unfair.
This is a very sad day for America. The whole world is watching, and it's a very sad day for New York. I've gone through two of these trials already. It's a very, with the same kind of a judge. It's all worked. It's all rigged. The whole thing, the whole system is rigged.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee denies any wrongdoing. House Speaker Mike Johnson promises a Republican mega bill that will define Donald Trump's second term if the GOP sweeps Congress and the White House in November, correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is preparing Republicans for a quick, large-scale action if they win unified control of government in November, saying he'll pursue a far-reaching bill aimed at addressing a wide range of issues at once. Johnson says he's been in frequent communication with Donald Trump, discussing the potential for a legacy-defining legislative package early in his presidency. Johnson has been talking with GOP members about taking a whole-of-government approach to their first big bill since their retreat in March, with up to nine committee chairs involved in preparing, quote, transformational wish lists early on in coordinating their efforts across the conference. He promised that there will be a lot of development on these policies in the coming weeks. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Boeing officials have presented a plan for improving manufacturing quality and safety to federal officials. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Mike Whitaker says the plan submitted on Thursday is comprehensive and includes encouraging Boeing employees to speak up about safety concerns. Another down day on Wall Street with the Dow dropping 330 points. This is SRN News. Another reason for parents to beware.
Before you buy that new Nintendo game for your child, you should probably listen to this. The makers of Paper Mario, The Thousand-Year Door, have included a transgender character who has a discussion with Mario about his or her decision to live as the opposite sex. What does this actually have to do with playing the game? Not much, but Nintendo apparently feels the need to advance the LGBT agenda with kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed measure that would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. The proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures it needed to qualify. Supporters of the policy say it would provide necessary transparency for parents who are not being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. Flint, Michigan residents who've been living with torn-up properties and lead in their water supply for years may finally get some much-needed relief. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The state of Michigan says it will step in and oversee the repairs of properties that were torn up during the Flint water crisis after a judge in March found the city in civil contempt for blowing past deadlines to get the work done. The Natural Resources Defense Council says about 30,000 water lines were dug up and inspected after a water switch in Flint in 2014 caused lead to leach off old pipes, spoiling the drinking water system. The Defense Council says there are about 1,900 homes where the city never went back to fix the property workers dug up, leaving broken driveways and sidewalks and ripped up lawns. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.